Mic check, mic check. It's Sound Space Sessions, artists' journeys, and their music.
The song is called Cooler Than You. Eric Hutchinson, welcome to Napa Valley.
Thank you.
Walking down the hall like you think you're the very tops. You got that good at basketball life. You act like the other jocks. You're not really all you wanna be. Deep down you're a little scared. Maybe that's why you gotta pick on me. But you know I don't really care. Look into the crystal ball.
That deserves a cheers.
Cheers. Thank you.
Eric Hutchinson is with us on Wind Down Media's Sound Space Sessions, a forthcoming album called Class of 98. Now, before we dive into that, Eric, what's your history with Napa? You've played here before, right?
I played here a bunch, yeah. I really like it. I'm a big wine drinker and lover and everything, and it always just feels like a little holiday when we get to come through here and... We used to play the old City Winery that was here, and that's gone. But then we played, last time we were here, I think we played the Blue Note.
The Blue Note, yes.
And yeah, it just feels, you know, it's just always, you're just always in a good mood here. And it seems like most people are. I don't know if it's like that every day, but you know.
Yeah, we like to think so, but probably not. We're just like regular people too
right.
throughout the week. But yeah, no, that it is a happy place. Yeah.
But for me, it's definitely, you know, it's just a good vibe, you know, all day. And there's always good wine backstage and, you know. It's fun, so glad to be here.
Now, give us a little bit about your background. Where are you from? And talk about your musical influences and how you got started.
Yeah, I grew up in just outside Washington, D.C., in the suburbs, in a really, really diverse area. And that's kind of, I was drawing a lot about this. My new album is called Class 98, and it's sort of me going back into my high school brain and writing all these songs about growing up and being in high school and being in the suburbs of Maryland. And so I've been thinking a lot about where I came from lately, and it was extremely diverse, tons of different kinds of people, tons of nationalities, tons of languages, all kinds of food, all kinds of music. And I think it's really permeated in who I am and what I like. You know, I like to eat everything. I like to listen to everything. And now I've been living in New York City for the last 13 years or so, where it's good. I have a good time. And I don't know. I don't know what else to say.
There. What about your musical influences? When did you decide you wanted to be a musician?
I mean, I've been a musician, I guess, just since I can remember. My family was always very musical. I didn't realize that until I got older and started doing interviews like these. And I was like, well, of course, you know, we're all listening to the Beatles. And people are like, not everyone's listening to music when they're young. And my parents were way into songwriters. Like, there was a high importance placed on who wrote the song. And like, my mom used to quiz me on the Beatles of like, which person wrote this song? Which singer is this singing this one? But, you know, the Beatles were like where it started for me. But Paul Simon, Billy Joel, Stevie Wonder, like, changed my life. But then also I was listening in high school to a lot of like grunge era stuff. I was a class of 98 and I was listening to a lot of, you know, Weezer and Green Day and Oasis and stuff like that. And so it was those were the songs I was listening to when I was first learning how to play guitar. So it really is like, it feels like home when I go to play that kind of music, kind of.
Listen up. It's Soundspace Sessions, bringing you music discovery.
Eric Hutchinson grew up in Tacoma Park, Maryland. He's toured with such artists as Kelly Clarkson, Jason Mraz, One Republic, OAR, Hanson, and G Love and Special Sauce. In 2005, Hutchinson independently recorded and released the album Sounds Like This. The album won praise from gossip blogger Perez Hilton, which sent it to the top 10 on the iTunes Store, where it peaked at number 5 in September of 2007 and debuted at number 1 on the Billboard Heat Seekers chart. It became the highest charting album by an unsigned artist in iTunes history. Eric's 2008 single Rock and Roll earned him his first gold record in the United States. The single reached number 1 in Australia in April of 2009. Rock and Roll also reaching gold in New Zealand and Norway.
Doesn't care how he gets there, long as he gets somewhere he knows. Oh no.
Moving Up, Living Down, Hutchinson's second album, released in 2012. The first single, Watching You Watch Him, debuted on the season premiere of Grey's Anatomy.
When I'm watching you watch him, I give you the best a man can hope to give. But I'm not feeling brave, chances are slim. When I'm watching you watch him. Oh, what is that?
Turn up the sound. Nate's back on Soundspace Sessions.
Cooler Than You, the song from the 90s alt-rock inspired autobiographical record, Class of 98. It's an album, as you said, about high school introversion, which is a common theme that you've explored in past work, and written from the perspective of a 17-year-old looking into the future with his crystal ball.
Yeah. I kind of got to, like, get in a time machine and go back to my high school. I was actually the last class to graduate from our high school, and then they moved it to another building. So, like, the school I went to does not exist anymore. So, like, the only way to visit it is in memories. And it was kind of fun to just kind of go back as my current self, but kind of just look around my memories. And I found there was a lot to write about and a lot of people that I still remembered and a lot of feelings I still had. And that's what this song, Cooler Than You, was. You know, it's kind of, I realized afterwards I'd written it about a specific frenemy of mine that I hadn't thought about in a while. And you know, lots and lots and lots of girls and just kind of being obsessed with trying to find a girlfriend all the time. And it was a lot of fun. It was really fun to make and to write and try to find that 90s thing.
A lot of people refer to their high school years as the happiest times of their lives or being young like that. Are you like me? Are you happier now?
I tend to be happier as an older person. Yeah. I think I understand myself better. I had some good times in high school, but I like the 90s better when I'm not living in
them. That's a great quote.
Yeah. But yeah, you know, it's been, I still have some really great friends from high school and I'm interested. What I'm hoping to do is have some current high schoolers kind of check out this new music, which might not be exactly in the world of what they listen to, but I'm interested to see if thematically it still feels the same.
Well, so we're the only radio station in town here in Napa, so, and we have a sizable high school audience.
All right.
So we'll get that rolling
for you. Sounds good. High schoolers, hit me up on Instagram or Twitter and let me know if this feels real.
So another track off of the upcoming album is called Rock Out Tonight. What's the story behind this one? Was this the first one that was released?
Yes, exactly. Billboard premiered it, and we have sort of a teaser video that I edited together. There was a bunch of old like footage of me as a kid, so it was fun to put together. And this is one of the first songs I wrote. It's the first song off the album, and I just have a fun time singing it. So it's called Rock Out Tonight.
If you wanna rock out tonight, I can pick you up in my Ford Taurus. We'll stay out until at least midnight, or until they set a curfew for us. Couldn't see you with some other dude who don't get you and just makes you nervous. I've got nothing but good attitude, and I'm giving you that white glove service. If you wanna rock out tonight, if you wanna rock out tonight, there's nobody who can do it better. Have you ever been to Rockville Pike? We could walk around the Tower Records. Couldn't see you with some other dude who don't get you and just makes you nervous. I've got nothing but good attitude, and I'm giving you that white glove service. If you wanna rock out tonight, can pick you up in my Ford Taurus.
Cheers to that. Eric Hutchinson with us on Wind Down Media's Sound Space Sessions. How many albums have you put out?
I'm starting to lose track, but I think this is my 7th, which I think was surprising to learn. And I'm finding, though, the more music I release, the less precious I am about it. Like in a very freeing, creative way where it feels like when it was one album or two albums, it was like every song has to represent me in a certain way. And now it feels like I'm able to sort of branch out and take some different creative choices. And that's kind of what led to being able to do this album.
Rock and roll was a big hit for you.
Yeah. Yeah.
How big?
I don't know. That's one thing I never know. You know, like I can never tell. Some people have heard it. Some people haven't. It was a gold record for me. I've got it hanging in my office, so that's cool. And I got to play it all over the world and stuff. And but yeah, you know, I mean, I'm proud of the song. I'm always trying to write a better one. But
I imagined if Howard Stern were interviewing you, he'd ask you, "Do you get tired of playing that song?"
Like I don't sit around at home and play it. You know, I'm not like picking up the guitar and just playing it for the sake of playing it. But I never get tired of it because people get excited for it. You know, like when we're playing the song, people are happy to hear it. And I mean, I don't, you know, just sort of as long as I had that song around, people paid attention to it. Like from the very beginning when I would play it in coffee shops, people just wanted to hear it.
In the span from rock and roll to now, what's changed for you in the music industry?
I don't know. You know, I think there's a lot of talk about how everything's changed. It's kind of still the same thing. Hits are where it's at. People want good music. I think there's never been a better time to be making music. And I think music is just as good as it's always been, you know? Like, I think it's easy to romanticize the old days, but I mean, even when I was first coming into it in the mid-2000s, everyone was like, oh, it's terrible now. It used to be about CDs, and we used to have these parties, and I don't know. I'm kind of a... I think the good old days weren't as good as maybe everyone wants to remember, but I don't know. I wasn't there. But I just concentrate on trying to make good music and stuff that people hopefully will respond to. And really, my top priority these days, these last few albums, is just like what feels like it's important for me to be saying, you know? And hopefully other people respond to that.
Eric Hutchinson swinging through Northern California, playing San Francisco tonight.
Yeah.
You were just in Portland.
Yeah, and we're playing Nevado on Sunday.
The Hot Monk in Nevada.
Still available for that one too. So yeah, hopefully you'll come out.
How have your shows been?
We've been having a lot of fun. We kind of are doing, you know, the Class 98 album is a little more rock and roll and electric and stuff. So I've been playing more electric guitar than I have in the last bit, and playing some songs I haven't played in a while. And we're having a lot of fun. You know, it's a good time, and I see ourselves as like entertainers. You know, like we're trying to make you feel good. So, you know, come on out and feel good.
Is it your original band?
It's sort of a newer band. I've got Ian Allison playing bass, who's been with me for over 5 years, and then I've got a brand new drummer. So we're having fun. We're finding new things that we didn't know existed, and the show's different.
And you took an indefinite leave in 2016 from touring?
Yeah, I was pretty burnt out. I think at that point making music for the wrong reasons and felt really burnt out. I was touring a ton and really just felt like, oh, I don't think I want to do this anymore. And my wife kept saying, don't say you're retiring. You're gonna regret it. And I was like, I think I'm retiring. I'm done. I want to go do something totally different. And then as soon as I really allowed myself to believe that, I felt a real love of music and songwriting come flooding back to me. And it's really changed how I make music ever since.
And now what's in store for Eric Hutchinson for the rest of 2020, touring and playing any festivals over the summer?
Yeah, we're touring to support this album. We got some East Coast shows, Midwest stuff. The album comes out in April. And, I think it's just about spreading the word on the album. I really love it. And that's, you know, there's a certain helplessness because all I can really do is make the music I wanted to make. But I think that's what's really changed for me the last few albums. I think I've gotten much better at like hitting the bullseye on like what I was trying to make. You know, like I set out to make this 90s homage, and that's what it is, you know, and I'm really proud of it. And now it's kind of up to everyone else whether they like it or not, you know. So I guess this year's kind of just about seeing if people like it.
Can we get one more tune from you?
Yeah, this is an oldie but a goodie. He's been waiting around for the weekend, figuring which club is sneaking. Fancy drinks and $50 cover charge. Lately's been a big hassle, Heineken and Newcastle, to make sure he's fitting in and living large. Disregard the lies that he will tell him what it's probably like, cause it's not hard. His charm is gonna get him through the night. If you wanna rock, he rocks. If you wanna roll, he rolls. Can roll with the punches as long as he feels like he's in control. And if you wanna stay, he stays. If you wanna go, he goes. Doesn't care how he gets there, long as he gets somewhere he knows. Oh no, na 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 na. See her, heavy makeup and cut t-shirts. Every girl out wants to be her, but they look the same already. Why adjust? Reading the magazine secrets, forgetting the topical regrets. So if she comes on Marlowe, the night's a bust. It's a must. Swivel
lips and the look she gives. It's all a trust. If only in the morning she knew where she lives. If she wanna rock, she rocks. If she wanna roll, she rolls. She can roll with the punches as long as she feels like she's in control. And if she wanna stay, she stays. If she wanna go, she goes. Doesn't care how she gets there, long as she gets somewhere she knows. Oh no, na 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 na. And in a wink, on the brink, from drink to drink, and at the bar, with cash to blow, shot to shot, it's getting hot. Advance the plot to see how far it's gonna go. All depends. So ditch the friends and grab a cab, another chance at cheap romance. Doesn't count cause the room is spinning. Nothing to lose tonight. They both are winning. And they fall in love as they fall in bed. They sing. If they wanna rock, they rock. If they wanna roll, they roll. Can roll with the punches as long as they feel like they're in control. And if they wanna stay, they stay. If they wanna go, they go. Don't care how they get there, long as they get somewhere they know.
That one deserves your very own bottle. This is from us. Thank you for playing that.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
I'll maintain that's a classic of my lifetime.
I appreciate it. Thanks, man.
Top 20. Eric Hutchinson with us on Wind Down Media's Sound Space Session. His forthcoming album, Class of 98. Buy that wherever you get your music. Thanks once again for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
This has been another Sound Space Sessions created by Wind Down Media.